Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Mother's Day, and welcome to another edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I hope everybody is having a nice day with their mother, and because I can't be with my mother today, I thought, well, you know what? Let's see how this works out. Let's get her on the radio program. So without further ado, my mother, Marjorie Morand.
Good morning, everyone. Calling from Florida. You're calling me from Connecticut. Wonderful.
Yes, it is. It's kind of sad, you know, especially holidays like this. When you're there, I'm here. It would be so nice to be together. You know, I'm a mother. My daughter's in Texas. I mean, it's kind of what happens. But I guess the blessing and the problem, as our brother Dan would say, is that we still have each other.
Well, and sons and mothers and daughters are always in your heart, even on more than Mother's Day.
That's right. It's just, you know, it's like a lot of other holidays. It's gotten commercialized. But I tell you, you know, it does, at least I have to read through about 20 cards to find the right one that talks about my mom, because, you know, not one card can say it all. So,
no, that's true. The good and the bad.
The good and the bad. You know, that's the funny part. You know, again, if you're just tuning in, this is my mom, Marge. We're just going to call you Marge from now on, or Mom.
Okay.
But it's funny because when I go to find a Mother's Day card, you know, it's I just want to find the right one. And, you know, they're all kind of true and they speak to pieces of you. But then I would go to find a Father's Day card, and I couldn't find one because they're like, you know, you're just a mean man that treats people poorly. God bless
his. That's not true.
God bless his soul, Dad. But, you know, I think I'm just so happy. And so many people have said to me over the years that I'm so fortunate to have such a great relationship with you. And boy,
well, we do.
We've had some fun, haven't we?
We have. A lot of fun. Even when Ann was in college, she'd call and say, Mom, come on down. We're going to go dancing, or we're going to go have some fun. And I would go down and we would have a good time.
Well, you know,
really special times.
Those were when I was a disc jockey at the Electric Stampede. Remember that? And my mom would drive down. So we lived in Colorado, and she'd drive down or up or whatever you call it to Fort Collins, and she'd come out and we'd party together. And you know, it's really the beauty of having a young mom, because you had me when you were how old?
21.
You were 21 years old when you had me,
right.
And I'm 63. Almost 64.
So, oh, don't tell everybody.
I know. So you can do the math on that. But, you know, we talk about the good times, but, you know, we've also gone through a heck of a lot, as a lot of families have. I mean, you've got three kids. You've got me. I'm the oldest.
Four. Oh, you've got four kids.
Well, four including me. Yeah. So I'm the oldest. Yeah. Then we've got my sister Krista. And right behind her is Bony Joni. And then we've got Dan the man. So, wow. And you had all four of your kids within those three within how many years?
I was 27 when I had Danny.
Mm-hmm. So do you mind? Go ahead.
There was a time between you and Krista that there was no children right there. So,
well, kind of interesting story, right, is that you were told after you had me, because I was so perfect, that you couldn't have another one. So you and my dad started the adoption process. Then you found out you're pregnant. So my two sisters are only 9 months apart. Barely.
That's right. The one is 60. She was 60 last July, and the other one will be 60 in June.
Big 60th birthday for Joni.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it all looks good on Facebook, but it really, we have our tough times. I mean, I'm just so grateful. When we grew up in Iowa before we moved to Colorado, Mom, one of my favorite memories was getting in the car every Sunday and driving to Grandma's house.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Grandma, that was the old farm stories. Yeah, they were beautiful times when my mother was alive and family was very close, and we enjoyed all those times. And they were kind of like the salvation of our problem. If we did have a problem, they always helped us work it out.
Yeah, we've always surrounded ourselves with family and, you know, just the memories of, you know, Grandma had a little house, but that didn't matter. We all got ourselves in there, and she had a pot of something on the stove for everybody. I sound like I'm 100 years old, but it was much it was much simpler, but it was just, it was so much fun. And then I do this now to this day is, you know, if I leave Texas, I'll tuck a little money in my granddaughter's hands.
Yes.
Talk about that, what that tucked in money from Grandma meant.
Well, my mother, it was, like I said, my age. I was born during the war years, or the end of the war years, so things were tight and things were really different for a lot of people that probably can't even tell you about them now because a lot of people are gone that were then. But they were tough times. But later on down the road, things improved. And my dad ran a hardware store. And my mother always had 20 bucks for somebody, no matter what. That was what she did. And 20 bucks was a lot of money then. So she would always tuck that in your hand, and you'd think, be so happy, you know, you had 20 bucks.
Well, I was happy because I knew that when we were leaving, that meant that we had money for the gas to get home, which wasn't always the case.
And new tires.
I don't know if we go that far.
New tires for the car.
And I'm like, maybe we can just stop at a gas station and there'll be a little leftover for a treat for all the four kids that were crammed into the car. But those were good times. And, you know, Grandma Bernice really was the glue to the family, you know, Irish, your typical Irish woman. And, you know, it really was the foundation for how we all grew up. And I think we're very grateful for that.
Yes, I think it's very good for people to have that in their lives. Very important. And I think of that now on Mother's Day, where I live now here in Florida. Many people, many different stages of people's lives and everything. And there's some of them that don't have children in their lives. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how life would be without children. I know sometimes they're not always the easiest or the best, but it's the best part of being a mother, that's for sure.
It is, and you've got how many, and this is going to be a test, how many grandchildren? How many grandchildren?
I do.
How many?
I have seven.
All right, what are their names?
Oh, come on. Well, you have one, Dan. Two, you have two, Dan and Ashley.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And then Joni has Alyssa and Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
And then Krista has Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny has Evan and Madison. And then I have what? Great-grandkids.
Yeah, you do. You have three great-grandkids, two from Ashley.
And one on the way.
And another one on the way. I have my son and his wife are expecting a baby, and we're so excited.
Right,
so,
right. And just talked to him yesterday, and he wants me to come over tomorrow, so I'm going to go over and see him and his little pregnant wife. And we'll have a good time, get to see his new home.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad that you guys are, I mean, you're kind of close, but you can you know, see each other. So, again, if you're just tuning in, Ann Baldwin with my mom, Marge, what do you think about Mother's Day? Do you get sad? Are you happy? What do you think?
No, I'm happy. I'm happy. I think Mother's Day is a blessing because you have these wonderful children in your life. And as time goes on, you are separated, and they do go on with their lives and live, be successful like my kids have been, and to make their own lives and have their own problems to resolve and do. So, no, I think it's a blessing. It's a good one. It's a good. I appreciate every kid I have and all the problems they gave me and everything, the gray hairs and the wrinkles. But anyway, I think it's a great day. I don't think it's a day to celebrate me. I think it's a day to celebrate your family.
Right, right, exactly.
Well, more or less.
Very well said. Can I tell people how old you are, Mom?
What, 29? You're going to tell them I'm 29?
86 years old. And when I tell you people, You are the Energizer Bunny. And, you know, that's what I'm just so praying for, is that I hope I have your genes. I know I got my dad's personality. I can't change that. But
sorry.
But I mean, you just are out and about and doing things and so active. You know, it's interesting. My mom was recently here with my sister Krista, and they visited for about a week, and you wore me out. You're like, what's next?
Come on.
You did. You're
no.
like, yes,
no,
let's
no.
go. Well, let's go to the casino. Let's go do this. Let's go do. You got any parties? I brought a dress. I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
How do you stay so youthful, if you will? Young. How do you stay? Go ahead.
Well, I'm blessed. I am blessed with my health. Mm-hmm. I'm very healthy. In fact, I just had a doctor's appointment the other day, and she said, and she also said, which I'll brag a little bit, that I'm a strong woman. And I think sometimes the life you lead makes you strong. It can make go the other way too, I guess. But I think that's what it's all about, just being strong. And I do have 2 children that are not in the best of health. And I wish I could be there more for them, but I can't. So you do have to be strong for them. And just enjoy what life is about, because it's what it is today. It's not what it is. They always said, you can't look in the rearview mirror. You got to look in the front. So what life was, what is what life was. And to be glad you are here today, and I am.
Yeah. And, you know, we won't get into details, but, you know, we've been through a lot in our lives, you know, growing
yes.
up. It wasn't. And at times a great situation, but at other times it was. I guess, you know, it could have been a bad thing, but it wasn't. I remember one summer, my dad was laying carpet at a school, and we all 6 of us lived in a StarCraft pop-up camper with 2 bed, 1 bed on either side, 6 of us for an entire summer, and one yeah. little cook stove. I mean, people looked at us and went, oh, how sad, but how great, how wonderful. I mean, those are some of the best memories, you know, that I have. It wasn't always having
yeah.
it easy and having everything, you know, handed to you. It was just, I think all of my siblings would agree, you know, it's okay.
Well, I think that's what life's all about, really. I know every child wants to have a lot in their life. I tried to put food on the table and do things like that. And I know about tennis shoes. I thought, I'll pay for the regular ones, but they won't be the ones that are the popular ones or anything. But I think that's what made my children what they are today. And I'm so proud of them. And so glad that we didn't have everything, because I think sometimes when you have everything, you don't appreciate. And one time somebody said to me, well, what's appreciation? And I thought, I wish you would know, you know, mm-hmm. because that's what makes life worthwhile.
You're right.
Appreciate what you have.
Yeah, absolutely. And you and I, we're travel buddies too, right? We get
yes,
around,
we
plan our little trips, and we have so much fun. We get to, you know, I said sometimes it's quality, not quantity. I think
of course.
We can get more out of a week than some people get out of seeing each other every other day, which, you know,
yeah,
which
yeah.
is great. But one of my favorite memories was when we went to Ireland. I took you to Ireland.
Of course.
Yep. For your 80th birthday, right? That's what that
right,
was.
Right.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
And
wait till my 90th. Where are you taking me?
Skydiving. Skydiving. How's that? And we'll play that song. She went skydiving.
okay.
But this is
scratch that.
This was fun. We went through England on a great excursion. I can't remember what town in Ireland we were in, but it was a real small town. And you know, we always get dressed up. If there's one thing I want to tell people about my mom, she's always dressed to the tens. And she gets frustrated, right? Because not everybody around you always gets dressed up. But I said, who cares? It makes you feel better, right, Mom?
Yeah, I do. I feel good about myself then, yes.
You should.
Maybe that's, yeah, well, there's reasons for the seasons. You know what I mean?
Yep. So anyway, we walk in. We walk into this bar in Ireland, and they're doing a session, which is when a bunch of musicians, just this little, you know, everyday bar, and
pub.
It was a pub. You're right. So they're doing session, and we walk in. First of all, they said, "Oh, look at you, beautiful ladies. You're sisters." And then we said, no, mother and daughter. And everybody, nobody can believe it when I tell people that you're my mother. So that means one thing. Either you look really young or I look really old. I'm not sure. So then they said, where are you from? And we're like, oh, you'll never know. And then finally I said, Connecticut. And the guy said, not Rocky Hill. He's an Irishman, you know, playing his music. And he's from Rocky Hill, Connecticut, but really from Ireland. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, we had a good time on that trip.
And we started doing the polka, or the whatever they do, the Irish jig,
the
I
jig,
think is what
the
it
jig,
was.
Yeah, the polka, yeah. The polka's in Poland, the jig's in Ireland.
That's right.
All right, so talk about your life today. And before we wrap up the show, again, Ann Baldwin here with my mom, Marge. I've got a few true or false questions. Let's just get to those right now, okay? So it's not truth or dare like we used to play as kids. This one is true or false, okay?
How about multiple choice?
No. no multiple choice. Okay, you ready?
All right.
Okay. True or false? You got to stop laughing. True.
You what now?
Stop laughing so I can read these.
Oh, okay.
True.
All right.
Stop. All right.
True. I
did. True or false? Growing up, you would lick the spoon and put it back in the pot.
Still do.
Okay. That's true.
Okay.
All right. They get better.
Come over for dinner.
No thanks. All right. True or false? You, I got to start over. True, true or false? You sleep naked.
Oh, come on. Oh, true. Okay. I'm a hot mama.
Well, maybe you should have said that after this next question. True or false, you are 86 and still looking for a boyfriend?
No.
False? Okay, why is that one false?
I'd love to talk about it.
Okay.
But there's no way I want another man in my life to take care of. Enjoy, yes.
You want someone to take care of you at this point?
No, I'm good.
You're good? Okay, good.
I'm good.
You love to dance. You want to go out, get dressed up, go to dinner, dance?
Right.
You'll even split the bill, right?
I have, yep.
That's what they do in Florida. Any man asks me to split the bill, I'm out.
Well.
Anyway.
If you're not committed, I think it's your prerogative to pay, or whatever the word should be, to pay half of the bill if you're just friends.
Okay. What if you're friends with benefits? No, don't go there. Okay, so here we go. Next one.
Okay.
True or false? You get into arguments at Walmart.
Oh, true.
Why? What? Give me an example.
Not only Walmart, I got the Irish in me. People that bust in front of me or stand in the middle of the aisle and don't keep moving, I guess, more or less.
Talking on their phones.
Just don't have a lot of patience.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that just hit them with your cart. You got to be careful, though. You are 86 years old. It's tough to defend yourself at that age. Okay. Especially from a gunshot. All right. Next.
Yes.
Ready? True or false, you have been to a nudist colony?
Now you're putting me under the gun. Yes, I have. But that doesn't mean you have to be nude. In fact, Anne, you've been to a nudist colony.
What?
Right?
I don't think so.
Yes. When Danny got married, the bus took us to a nudist colony.
Oh, that was a nude beach.
Well, that's nudist. They're still nude.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll give you a pass on that. And okay, so good for you. You know what? This is not about judging you, Mom. This is about showing people
how. No, that's okay. No? I don't I don't have a bad thought about nudists. A body is a body.
Okay. We're going to leave it at that because we've got a couple more questions. But, and I just think it's great that you live the full life that you live. You do what you want. I mean, again, I hope at 86 years old, I'm just like you. I want to be just like you. Okay. True or false? Sometimes when I call you, you're angry because you're watching Fox News.
Yes.
Why do you have Fox News on all day?
Because really there's nothing much else on anymore. But, I mean, I've seen things from the 20s and the 30s and the 40s and the 50s. Come on. But anyway, why do I get upset? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's irritating, right? Because there's so much going on in this world that makes you angry. But, you know, I try to tell you there's not a whole lot you can do about it, right?
Yes, but you still have to keep on top of it. And I don't know if Fox News is all right and all wrong. But you got to know, I know what the world was years ago, and compared to what it is today, it's not in a good direction. And it does frustrate me because people have changed. People have got a me world anymore. Instead of, I know even here in Florida, we're told to wave at everybody. Okay, we're on a golf cart. Some people don't wave. I thought, I won't say what I say. But I tell you, I just think it's rude not to be. I know people say, I go up to talk to people, and I love people.
Mm-hmm.
But the love isn't there anymore in the world, and the religion, and the caring.
Okay.
And it frustrates me.
It is frustrating. I know, I was walking, I said hello to a neighbor walking by the other day, didn't say a word. So I said, one more time, I said hello, neighbor.
I've done that too, yes.
Okay, last one, true or false. Anne here with her mom on Mother's Day. True or false, of your four kids, I am your favorite.
Oh, my God, how can I answer that? You know what my mother always used to say?
What?
You're all my favorites.
Oh, that's boring.
But how can you have a favorite when they're so different?
Yeah, you can't. That was just a joke. I would never make you commit to the fact that
you have your good things that make me your favorite. I get a lot of wonderful things from you and time and love. And then again, I get good things from another one. Just got flowers for my son. And I get a daughter that loves me so much more, and then the moon, you know how that goes.
Yeah.
But they all have a gift, and I love them all dearly.
Well, and I understand. Like you said, everybody has their own pluses and minuses, and we all, I can speak as the oldest on behalf of all four of us, myself, Krista, Joni, and Dan, that we love you very much too.
Thank you. I really know you do.
And we appreciate you. I think more importantly, it's, again, we didn't get into a lot of details. That's not what this is about. But we had, like I said, some pretty tough times growing up.
Yes, we have.
Money was an issue. We lost homes. We lost cars. We lost a lot. We've had, you know, illness.
But we thrived.
But
we thrived through all of that.
And you have to.
And that's the main thing. Makes you strong.
Yeah, and you need that. You need that in your life. And I guess my hope for everybody out there today is that, you know, you reflect on whether your mother's still here, your mother's gone. And even on Mother's Day, I think about my grandma Bernice. I mean, she was, you know, so instrumental in my life and my memories. So I think we all just have to
I am your grandma Bernice.
You kind of are grandma Bernice. And you know what's funny? Now,
oh, yes.
Now my kids, my daughter Ashley will say, you know, hey, grandma Bernice, because I'll do something, you know, that reminds him, but...
And Bill does that, too.
Oh, yeah. We won't say when he calls me Grandma Bernice. Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
No,
so,
Ann, I want to say, as a mother to you, I appreciate you. You have been through a lot yourself, and you have come to a good place in your life, and you are a strong, strong, strong lady, and I love you very much.
Well, and I think what you're referring to was my, you know, my bout with alcoholism. It's been now 13 years I've been sober, and I couldn't have done that without you and without the support of my entire family. So
no, you did it yourself.
Well, you have
you're the one that has to make it work is yourself. The only one that can do what they need to do is yourself.
Yep, and we did it. We did it. We did it together. All right, Mom. Well, I love you very much. I wish I could be with you today on Mother's Day, but I sent you a card. That's all I can do.
Hugs and cards. Hugs.
All right.
Love you.
I love you too. And thanks for being on the show. And again, happy Mother's Day to everybody tuning into this edition of News You Can Use. I'm Ann Baldwin, and we'll see you back here again next week.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.